Welcome back. Welcome. If you're just joining us, hope you are clocked out and getting home or arriving home to some beautiful weather, perhaps an iced tea or adult beverage on your back porch. I'm Maggie Dawn. Glad to have you with me this afternoon. We do have some really critical breaking news on the front, on the what I'm going to call, what data? That's not a thing if you can't show me data, but what data? There's no climate change because there's no data. Actual good news on this front. If you have been watching the deletions, and I know that that's a difficult thing to keep track of, you will know that the Trump administration has slowly been scrubbing climate data from all kinds of government websites. This, of course, highly ironic since the public actually owns that data. It is and should remain available via Sunshine requests or open records requests, FOIA requests. And the fact that it's not available itself on these websites has been a problem and is being litigated on a number of fronts. News today is that the Trump administration has actually reversed itself on its purge of climate-related websites. This is in the Northeast Organic Farming Association of New York State versus the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The Trump administration writing to the judge in that case that restoration of that data and websites is, quote, already underway and is expected to be, quote, substantially complete in approximately 2 weeks. Who? Well, that is probably a good thing. That is on the USDA webpages. Now, why might they concede on the USDA? Perhaps because climate data is a little important to freaking farmers, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe that's why. Do you think they might consider restoring that data on other websites? I don't think they're going to do it absent a court order. Please continue to watch this space. Here is the other bit of absolutely stunning breaking news today. This and the ongoing saga of illegally, unconstitutionally, due process violating, disappearing of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. This is a case proceeding in the U.S. District Court in Maryland. This is the case that's being presided over by District Judge Paula Sinis. She entered an order today that has put us right on the line of a court finding the Trump administration in contempt. Just a couple hours ago, the court noted in an order filed on the docket that the defendant's filing is missing the privilege log that this court ordered to be produced. This is, quote, defendant's filing missing the privilege log that this court ordered to be produced. Defendants are ordered to correct this deficiency and file the privilege log by 3 p.m. today. That would have been on East Coast time. I've been watching the news. I have not seen any further reporting on what has happened there. This is right on the edge of contempt. This is Judge Innes writing further, quote, failure to file the privilege log or otherwise respond will be construed as an intentional refusal to comply with this court's orders. I'm sure the Trump administration will file something that's like, blah, 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 delay, can't do it, blah, blah, blah. Here's what all of this is about. The administration has claimed that the state secrets privilege prevents it from telling the judge anything about what they're doing or any discussion about how they're, quote, facilitating the return of this man, which the Supreme Court ordered. Apparently, again, I'm going to thank my senior producer, Jamie. We do have a just breaking update from minutes ago. The administration filed this privilege log after this order was issued under seal, which is not surprising, claiming that it to file it publicly would, quote, endanger ongoing diplomatic negotiations. Absolutely stunning developments here. And of course, We're still talking about the $500 million jet that Donald Trump is proposing to receive from Qatar. Let's take a listen to let's pick Rand Paul. I so rarely agree with him, but I did agree with Rand Paul yesterday on Fox News with Jesse Waters. Let's take a listen to that.
So should we be putting out our gimmies, Senator?
Well, it's a little bit different than a gimme putt. And the Constitution in Article 2 talks about the president can't take emoluments or gifts from foreign leaders. And so there is a provision in the Constitution that says you can't do this. And so the question is, can you do it if it's only for official purposes? If it came to someone in Congress, they can vote and the Ethics Committee can look at it. With his, there will have to be some kind of adjudication. This has never been done. And it's not like a ride on the plane. We're talking about the entire $400 million plane. I think it's not worth the appearance of impropriety, whether it's improper or not. I don't think it's worth it. The other problem with Qatar is, see, I've spent time trying not to sell weapons to Qatar because they have human rights violations of their people. Many of their people are prevented from participating in the government, and some of the minority religious folks in Qatar are treated poorly. And so I really haven't been a big fan, and I wonder if our ability to judge their human rights record would be clouded by the fact of this large gift. So I wouldn't take it. That's just me.
So,
I don't think it's a good idea.
If Qatar does give it to him,
and he says, so hey, I just want to explain this. Very basically, for us regular folks that aren't getting $500 million gifts from foreign companies, say someone that works for you, say someone that works with you, gave you $1 million, would you be more or less inclined to take actions favorable to that person in the future? Whether or not you intended to or not, that's why gifts are prohibited by the gosh darn Constitution. This one shouldn't be hard, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up, we got Dan Schaefer with the State Slate. You're not going to want to miss that. We turn inward here in Wisconsin. We come back here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.